We are not saying that babies who die go to hell.
我们不是说婴孩死了就下地狱，不是这个意思。
We have to follow a rule of Bible interpretation.
我们必须按着解经的原则来看。
Where the Bible is silent, we must be silent.
那圣经沉默的时候，我们也要保持沉默。
We can talk about what we think.
我们可以讲论我们认为、也许、猜想，可以的。
Doesn't have the same authority as a direct statement from Scripture.
那是跟圣经里头直接的话语的权柄不一样。
Here's what we know.
我们知道。
The Scriptures do teach that all sin in Adam.
教导我们都在亚当里犯罪。
The Scriptures do teach that even a baby demonstrates moral corruption from its very birth.
圣经也教导，当孩子一出生就有道德上的败坏。
That's what we know.
这是我们所知道，确知道。
Now, what happens to babies when they die?
那孩子死了会发生什么事呢？
A lot of people will go to the Bible and pull out many verses.
很多人会回到圣经，用一些经文来
，without recognizing the context，
但是没有看上下文，他就来支持他的观点。
For example, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me."
比如说，主耶稣说，让小孩子到我这来。
For such is the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是属他们的。
But that doesn't really mean anything other than let the little children come to me. It doesn't mean all children are saved.
这句话的意思不是所有的孩子都得救了。
People will also use what David said.
我们也会引用大卫的话。
When his son died.
大卫的儿子死了。
David said, he can't come to me, but one day I'll go to him.
大卫说他不能到我这来，但有一天我会到他那儿去。
Now that may indicate something.
可能指向一些什么。
But again, we have to be careful about the context.
但是我们要谨慎看上下前后文。
For example, I can say that based on that text.
比如我可以说根据那段经文呢。
It is a possible affirmation that David is talking about heaven.
可能是大卫在讲他会到天堂去。
But there's no way to prove that.
但是我们不能够确切的证明就是如此。
Here's the best way to look at it.
这最好的方法呢是这么看。
And a lot of people don't like this.
很多人不喜欢啊。
If my child died today,
如果我的孩子今天死了，
I could go to the Bible.
我可以回到圣经说。
And pull a bunch of verses out of their context.
把这些经文都扭曲了，断章取义啊。
And try to use that to give myself comfort.
然后用这些经文呢来安慰自己。
Or I could do this.
或者我可以这么做。
I could say.
我可以说。
You know, the Bible isn't really clear.
圣经没有清楚的教训。
What happens?
到底死后孩子死后会怎么样？
But I still have peace.
但是我仍然有平安。
And they say how?
他们说凭什么？
You don't know what God's going to do.
你不知道神要做什么。
I say I can still have peace.
我仍然可以有平安。
Because I know who God is.
因为我知道神是什么样一位神。
I know that He is good.
他是美善的。
I know that He is just.
他是公义的。
I know that whatever God does will be right.
不论他做什么都尽善尽美，不会错的。
I could trust in this little doctrine I made by pulling scripture out of
context. 我可以断章取义，相信我所信的这个教义，孩子夭折会怎么样？
Or I could just trust in what I know about God.
或者我可以相信神的本性是如此的好。
Now before we start our teaching,
我们开始教训之前，教导之前，
I will point you to something in Romans 5.
我们来看看罗马书第五章，我要让你看见一件事。
Verse 13.
五章十三节。
It says, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law.
Okay, 没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。
There seems to be a principle here.
这里似乎有一个原则。
Now again, this is just a possibility.
哦，这是一个可能性啊，我再强调。
Where there is no law, sin is not imputed.
没有罪，罪也不算罪。
Now, let's look at that.
我们看这段啊。
People who have read the Bible and understand it, they have the law.
这些读过圣经的，了解圣经的，他们有律法。
The Bible also says that people who don't have the Bible have the law written on their heart.
圣经也说了，那些没有圣经的人，神的律法已经刻在他们心上了。
But when we talk about infants,
但是我们讲到婴孩的时候，
and maybe the mentally retarded,
或者是弱智的，
or do they have law?
他们有没有律法刻在他们心上呢？
Is that has there been a revelation of law to them?
神有没有把他的律法向他们启示呢？
I would say no.
我说没有。
And so, you know, some theologians have looked at this.
是有一些神学家看这些经文呢。
As simply the idea that where there is no revelation of God's law, sin is not imputed.
所以，当神没有把他的律法启示的时候，就不算为罪了。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
明白我说的吗？
But also I want you to understand that
我也需要你了解啊。
That if you're going to be honest,
如果你要诚实的面对，
you have to realize that that's not the purpose of this text.
你要知道这段经文的目的不是论到婴孩夭折的问题。
Paul wasn't using this text to prove that babies go to heaven.
保罗不是用这段经文来证明婴孩夭折就会上天堂，不是。
See, we have to, when we're interpreting the Bible,
当我们解经的时候，
we have to ask not only what does it mean,
我们不仅仅要问这段经文什么意思呢？
But what was its purpose?
也要明白到底他写作的目的何在。
In the context of the rest of the chapter.
而且要上文下理都要考虑到，整段圣经都要考虑到。
So, I prefer to trust in what I know about God.
我宁可信赖我所认识的这位上帝，他的本性。
Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
祷告。
Father, I thank you for your word.
天父，我们为着你的道感谢你。
And I pray, Lord, that you would use your word to transform our lives.
主，我们求你用你的话来改变我们的生命。
To make us better ministers of the gospel.
让我们成为福音更好的使者。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we've talked about the depravity of the man's heart.
我们已经讲了人心的全然堕落。
But now I want to look at some very important verses.
好，我们要看一些重要的经文。
Let's begin in the book of Genesis, chapter 5.
让我们从创世纪第五章开始。
Verse 1.
第一节。
This is the book of the generations of Adam, and the day when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
亚当的后代记在下面，当神造人的日子是照自己的样式造的。
But then what happens?
然后发生什么事呢？
We see that Adam lives 130 years in verse 3.
第三节，亚当活了130岁。
And he has a son in his own likeness.
他生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似。
And in this likeness, he brings forth Seth.
在这个照着亚当的样式，他生出了赛特。
And this was after the corruption.
这是人犯罪堕落之后。
And this is very, very sad.
这非常叫人伤心的。
We see what's going on here.
我们看到发生的事情。
Adam is made in the likeness of God.
亚当是按着神的形象被造的。
He falls into moral corruption.
然后他的道德堕落败坏了。
And he has a son
in his
own likeness.
跟他自己就是亚当相似了。
And that has been passed down from generation to generation.
这个样式就一代又一代的遗传到今天。
When I have a son.
当我生儿子。
He is born in the likeness of his father.
他就照着我的样式而生的。
The moral corruption that belonged to Adam,
那个属于亚当的道德的败坏，
it's mine.
就是我的了。
And it went to my son.
然后就传给我儿子了。
And it will go to his son.
也会传给他的子孙后代。
And that's why the world is in such a horrible state.
因此这个世界就堕落到今天这个可怕的光景。
And the only thing that can change this is Jesus Christ.
唯一能够改变这个境况的就是耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
只有耶稣基督。
Now,I want us to look at some things that I feel like are very, very important. I want us to go to Genesis 8:21.
第八章一些很重要的事情，第八章二三节也是创世纪很重要的一些经文。
Look at this verse. It says,
21节。
The Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and the Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground on account of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth.
耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，人从小时心里怀着恶念。”
Now, look at this. It says his heart is evil from his youth.
你看，他从小时心里就怀着恶念。
We've already talked about this, but we'll talk about it again.
我们已经讲过，我们再继续讲。
You do not have to teach a child to lie.
你不用教小孩撒谎。
It's not necessary.
不用。
You don't have to teach him to be selfish.
也不要教他自私。
This is born into the child.
他天生就是如此。
This is something that comes with them out of the womb.
这是从母腹生出来就与生俱来的。
Now, you may ask yourself, why am I putting so much importance on this?
你可能问我，为什么我总是强调这一点呢？
Because when we come to the point when we talk about the gospel,
因为当我们要讲福音的时候，
As preachers, you must realize this.
身为传道人，你必须要了解。
You're not preaching to sick men.
你不是跟病人在讲道。
You're preaching to dead men.
你在跟死人讲道。
And the only way they're going to be saved.
他们唯一得救的途径。
Is a supernatural resurrection.
是一个超自然的复活的大能。
By the power of God's Spirit.
借着神的圣灵的大能。
You can't make it happen.
你不能够使他重生复活。
You can't trick them.
你不能够骗他们。
You can't manipulate them.
你不能够操作。
You can't bring them to the point of conversion through just pretty music.
你不能借着一些很好听的音乐叫他们得救。
God has promised to bless one thing.
神应许了只祝福一件事。
The preaching of the gospel.
就是福音的传讲。
It is the only power that can raise these people from the dead.
这是唯一能够使死人复活的大能。
God has ordained to save men.
神已经定义要救人。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着他圣灵的大能。
Through the preaching of the pure gospel.
借着传讲那纯正的福音来救人。
Another reason why I'm sharing this.
另外一个原因我要强调这个。
Is when you share the gospel.
当你传福音的时候。
You must preach in love.
你必须本着爱心传。
You must tell the truth about man.
但是你必须用爱心说诚实话，把人的真实光景讲出来。
You must say, this is what binds us together as a brotherhood.
你必须说，哎，这是把我们人跟人的不同的都挪开，我们都是人，人类啊。
We are sinners, we are hopeless.
我们都是罪人，我们是无可救药的，不能自拔的。
Nothing can save us but Christ.
除了基督，没有别的可以拯救我们。
Now look for a moment at Psalms 58:3.
我们再看五十三章诗篇，五十三篇第三节，五十
58:3.
五十八篇第三节。
It says the wicked are estranged from the womb; those who speak lies go astray from birth.
恶人一出母胎。就与神疏远，一离母腹便走错路，说谎话。
Now just how much clearer can we be?
这清清楚楚嘛，你不能再清楚了。
We have the scriptures telling us that men are born morally corrupt.
圣经告诉我们，人一出母胎就道德败坏了。
We have the newspapers telling us that men are born morally corrupt.
新闻报纸也跟我们这么讲，人是败坏的。
Just look at the news.
你再看看新闻，电视新闻。
Look at how many people murder every day.
你看多少人被杀掉，谋杀。
Even little children taking guns to kill other little children.
是小孩拿起枪来把别的孩子杀掉。
All the things that are happening are proof that what the scripture says about man is true.
所有发生的事情都证明圣经所讲的有关人类的本性是事实。
Now go back to Genesis chapter 6.
再回到创世纪第六章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
It says, Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
耶和华见人在地上的罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
When men tell me that they're not really that bad,
当有人告诉我，哎，人没那么坏啦。
I always ask them this.
我总问他这个问题啊。
If I could take every thought you've ever had,
我如果可以把你所有的思想都拿过来
，and put it all on a DVD,
然后放在一个 DVD 就是光盘上
，and I could show your thoughts to all your family and all the people who live in your village,
我把你所有的思想都向你的家庭和你的村里的人都放映出来
，Would you want me to do that?
你要我那么做
？And they say no, no,
千万不要。
I said, is it not true that you would run out of here in shame?
他说，是不是你会无地自容，你会羞愧地跑掉，会不会
？And you'd never show your face here again.
你不敢再亮相。
You see, this is really true.
真是如此。
I'll say, even if your best friend knew your thoughts, they wouldn't be your best friend anymore.
甚至你最好的朋友，你的知己啊，知道你的所想的，他们就不做你好朋友了。
Now think about this.
你想想。
If we would be ashamed for other men to see everything about us,
如果我们让别人看到我们的思想，我们都会觉得不好意思。
Even though we know that they're like us,
是我们知道这些人跟我们一样，都是人呢。
So what will it be like to stand before a holy God and have all our thoughts exposed?
何况站在这位圣洁的神面前，我们所有的思想都暴露无遗，我们更是无地自容。
That's why the writer of Hebrews talks about a conscience that has been cleansed.
所以希伯来书的作者讲到一个被洁净了的良心。
If you are aware of your sin,
如果你认识到自己的罪，
you would be terrified.
你会恐惧战惊。
I hope that no one ever sees this.
我希望没有人看到我所做的。
I would be so ashamed.
我会无地自容。
There's no way you can have peace in your heart.
你心里头不可能有平安了。
Knowing that your life is full of that much sin.
知道你的生命中充满那么多的罪孽。
It doesn't matter what we do, we can't give peace to our conscience.
不管我们做什么事情，都不能够平息我们不安的良心。
But the death of Jesus can.
但是耶稣基督的死能够叫我们的良心平安。
He paid for every one of those sins.
因为他偿清了我们所有的罪债。
And we are free from all of them.
我们如今脱离了所有的罪疚。
And our conscience has peace.
我们的良心如今平安了。
Now,
好。
Let's go now to let's see. Let's go to Job chapter 15.
好，约伯第十五章，再看。
Job 15.
十五章。
14 through 16. What is man that he should be pure, or he who is born of woman that he should be righteous? Behold, he puts no trust in his holy ones, and the heavens are not pure in his sight. How much less one who is detestable and corrupt, man who drinks iniquity like water?
人是什么？竟算为洁净呢？妇人所生的是什么？竟算为义呢？神不信靠他的众圣者，在他眼前天也不洁净，何况那污秽可憎和罪孽如水的世人呢？
In verse 15,
第十五节啊，
it says that God doesn't even put trust in his most holy angels.
所以说神不信靠他的众圣者，就他的天使啊。
And that the heavens are not pure in his sight.
在他眼前天也不洁净啊。
Now that does not mean that his angels are sinning.
这不是说他的天使那圣者在犯罪啊，不是。
Nor does it mean that heaven is dirty.
也不是说天是肮脏污秽的，不是。
This is what it means.
这个意思是这个。
Only God is inherently holy.
唯独神，他的本质是圣洁的。
He is holy in himself.
他是自己是圣洁的。
And by his own power.
是借着他自己的能力。
If anything else is holy,
如果任何其他的是圣洁的话，
it's because God makes it holy.
是因为神使他成圣。
And he keeps it holy.
他保持他圣洁。
Those angels,
那些天使，
that are in the presence of God,
他站立在神的面前，
they are holy.
他们是圣洁的。
But only because by his grace he sustains them and makes them holy.
唯有借着神的恩典，神托住他们，使他们继续圣洁下去。
They are holy because of his power and life flowing from him to them.
他们这些天使圣洁是因为神的能力，他的能力到达天使的身上才成为圣洁的。
They're not holy in themselves.
天使不是本身就是圣洁的。
Heaven is pure.
是天堂是圣洁的。
But only because he keeps it pure.
因为神使天堂洁净。
Every holy creature depends upon God for its holiness.
所有的圣洁的受造物是靠着神才能够继续成圣。
But God depends on no one.
但是神不依靠任何东西。
Now, if that's true,
如果是如此的话，
about the holy angels and heaven itself,
跟天也是如此，众圣者天使都是如此的话，
then how could man ever be pure before God?
人怎么能够在神面前圣洁呢？成圣呢？
Could he be pure by his own works?
可不可以靠人自己的善行成圣呢？
Absolutely not.
绝对不能。
Look at verse 16.
你再看十六节。
If heaven is not pure,
好，连天都不洁净啊。
How much less man who is detestable and corrupt?
何况那污秽可憎，那喝罪孽如水的世人呢？
Who drinks down iniquity like water?
他喝罪孽如水啊。
And sometimes we forget what it's like.
有时候我们忘掉了世人是怎么样的。
To get among a bunch of people who do not know the Lord.
你在那些不信主的人当中啊。
It's almost frightening.
简直吓人。
They talk about so many wicked things.
他们讲的是很可怕的事情。
They really do drink down iniquity like it was water.
他们真是喝罪孽如水呀。就像圣经说的，
This is man apart from Christ.
这就是没有基督的人的光景。
Now let's go to Job 25.
再看约伯二十五章。
4 through 6.
四到六节。
How then can a man be just with God, or how can he be clean who is born of woman? If even the moon has no brightness and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less man, that maggot, and the son of man, that worm?
这样，在神面前的人怎能称义？妇人所生的怎能洁净？在神眼前，月亮也无光亮，星宿也不清洁，何况如虫的人，如蛆的世人呢？
This isn't very beautiful language about man.
这个形容人的词汇不是很漂亮的啊。
But morally and apart from the grace of God.
但是从道德来说，除了道德上来说，若没有神的恩典的话，
man is like a worm crawling around in a garbage dump.
人就像如蛆如虫啊，在那个垃圾桶里头的那个蛆虫啊。
And the worst thing about it is this.
更糟糕的是，
man loves the garbage.
人还喜欢那个垃圾。
It's going to take the power of God to turn him.
需要神的大能来改变他。
Now, let's just go to Isaiah 64:6.
再看以赛亚书六十五章第六节。
This is one of the saddest verses in the Bible.
这圣经里头一段最可悲的经文啊。
But it paints an accurate picture of who man is.
64章第六节。 Okay.
It says, For all of us have become like one who is unclean.
我们都像不洁净的人。
We've become like lepers before God.
我们在神面前就像麻风病人一样。
And all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment.
所有的义都像污秽的衣服啊。
There's nothing beautiful about our deeds.
我们的行为没有任何美好的地方。
Now I'm talking about before we come to Christ.
我讲的是我们信主之前啊。
There's nothing that we can do to save ourselves.
我们不能做任何事情来拯救我们自己。
So many people think that they will go to heaven because they're good.
很多人以为啊，因为他们心地善良，他们美好，所以能上天堂。
But this is not true.
并非如此。
And then it says, and all of us like a leaf, wither like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away.
这里说到，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
We see this happening constantly, don't we?
我们看到这样的事情不断的发生。
We live in a world where everyone dies.
我们住在一个人人都必要死的世界里。
This is man.
这是人类的光景。
Now men must be told these things.
人必须有人告诉我们，这是我们的情况。
Why?
为什么？
It's not because we just want them to feel sad.
不是我们要人觉得很悲伤，很绝望。
But we want them to know the truth of their condition.
我们要他们知道人类的真实的光景。
So that they can come to Christ.
好叫他们能够来到基督面前。
So that they will see the need of Christ.
他们看到自己的需要，需要基督。
And even then, they'll only come by the power of the Holy Spirit.
甚至必须是借着圣灵的大能，他们才能够来到神面前。
The more we trust in the arm of the flesh,
我们越是相信那血肉的膀臂，
the less we are going to see the power of God.
我们就越看不到神的大能。
The more we trust in God,
我们越相信神，
and rely upon the weapons He has given us,
而且信靠他所赐给我们的属灵的兵器，
the more we will see the power of God.
我们就会越看到神的大能的彰显。
What are those weapons?
什么武器？
The preaching of the gospel.
就是传福音的道。
The real gospel.
真正的纯正的福音。
Intercessory prayer.
还有代祷的大能。
I cannot overemphasize this.
我不能够过分强调这一点了。
The true church of Jesus Christ marches on its knees.
真正的耶稣基督的教会是在他的膝盖上向前行的。
You are weak.
你是软弱的。
You are not powerful.
你没有能力。
You're not powerful politically.
不论是政治上。
You're not powerful economically.
或者经济上。
You may not even be powerful academically.
甚至你的功课上都不见得有能力。
But on your knees.
但是在你的膝盖上。
There is no army on the earth that can stand against you.
世上没有任何的军队能够在你面前站立。
And we're going to talk about that.
我们要多讲一些这些。
Now, I want us to look at a few more passages.
我们再看几段经文。
Jeremiah.
耶利米书。
17.
17章。
Verse 9. The heart is more deceitful than all else, and is desperately sick. Who can understand it?
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
There are times when we'll hear about some crime that's been committed.
有时候我们会听到人犯的一些罪孽啊。
Maybe a little child has been kidnapped and tortured.
可能一个小孩被绑架，然后被虐待。
Or thousands of people have been killed by an army.
或者一个军队把成千的人都给杀掉了。
And we grab our heads like this.
我们抓头发。
And we say, I can't even understand this.
我不能理解。
How could this be?
这怎么可能呢？
Why would anybody be this wicked?
为什么有人这么邪恶，这么残酷呢？
That's what the Bible says about our hearts.
这就是圣经所讲的人心的光景。
It's beyond understanding.
坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
How wicked our hearts can be.
我们的心真是坏到极点。
Now let me say this.
好，让我说啊。
Many people will say the heart's not that wicked.
有些人会告诉我们，人心没那么坏。
But they don't realize something.
但他们不了解。
If they're not a murderer.
如果他们不是凶杀犯。
It's not because their heart's not that wicked.
不是因为他们的心不是那么坏。
But because God's grace is restraining them.
那是因为神的恩典约束了他们。
And He is keeping them from being the animal they could be.
是神保守了我们，好叫我们不成为禽兽一样的疯狂。
Now another thing I want us to understand is this.
另外一件事情我们要了解的。
When I give this horrible description of the human heart.
当 圣经讲到人心是如此的败坏。
I'm talking about the unbeliever.
我讲的是不信的人啊。
The believer in Jesus Christ.
在基督里信靠他的人。
Is different.
完全不同了。
I don't want you to think that all these horrible things I'm saying now applies to you.
我不要你误会了，认为这些圣经讲的那可怕的事情都是关乎你的，不。
The glory of the gospel is that we've been given new hearts.
福音的荣耀就是神给了我们一颗新的心。
Now that doesn't mean we don't struggle with sin.
这不是说我们不再挣扎了，最终没有挣扎。
It doesn't mean that we're perfect.
也不是说我们十全十美了。
What it does mean is we are new creatures.
圣经的意思是我们如今是新造的人。
With new hearts.
我们有一颗新心。
New affections.
有新的情感。
Which cause us to live a different way.
使我们生活方式不一样了。
Now, I want to look at Matthew 15.
我们来看马太十五章啊。
Verses 19 and 20.
19到20节
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders.
因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤读。
This passage is so powerful.
这段经文是很有能力的。
What is it teaching us?
它教导我们什么呢？
That All the horrible things we see in this world come forth from the human heart.
在我们周围，我们看到世界上所有这些可怕的事情，都是从人心发出来的。
This world only has really one problem.
这个世界只有一个大问题。
Sin.
就是罪。
And sin really has only one source.
罪的来源只有一个。
The human heart.
就是人心。
So how do we fix the world?
我怎么样解决社会上世界的问题呢？
We fix the heart.
你把心的问题解决了。
And no one on this planet has the power to do that.
世上没有任何一个人能够改变人心，有这个能力。
God has the power.
但是神有大能。
And that power is manifested through the preaching of the gospel.
这个能力是借着福音传讲。
Not through psychology.
不是借着心理学。
Not through some mixture of so-called Christianity and psychology.
也不是基督教和心理学的联合啊，不。
But the gospel of Jesus Christ.
唯有借着耶稣基督的福音。
This is so important, brothers.
弟兄们，这是非常重要的。
Now.
好。
I know that this first day we're talking about some very dark things.
我知道我们头一天就讲了一些很黑暗的事情啊。
But here's why I want to do it.
这是为什么我要这么做。
It's going to be foundational to all the wonderful things that we learn.
因为这是我们以后要学的基础。
Here's something else I'd like to ask you.
我现在还有一件事情要问你们啊。
Where did all the beautiful stars go this morning?
今天早上天上那么多美丽的星星跑哪去了？
Did some giant come by and put them all in a basket and carry them away?
是一个大巨人把星星都放在他的篮子里头，把星星都带走了，是吧？
Where did they go?
星星跑哪去了？
They're all still there.
星星还在那儿。
Why can't we see them?
为什么看不到星星了？
Because of the sun.
因为太阳出来了。
It's bright light.
它的荣耀的光辉。
So when do we most see the beauty of the stars?
所以我们什么时候看到星星的美丽？
It's in the darkness of the night.
是在最漆黑的黑夜中。
When do we most see the beauty of God's grace?
我们什么时候看到神的恩典的美妙灿烂呢？
It's within the context of the darkness of our sin.
是在我们罪的黑暗的背景之中看到。
Remember what Jesus said.
你记得耶稣说什么呢？
The lady who was washing his feet with her tears.
那个用眼泪替耶稣洗脚的妇人。
He said she loves much.
她爱得多。
Because she's been forgiven much.
因为她被赦免的也多，所以爱得多。
She loved much.
她爱得多。
Because she knew she had been forgiven much.
因为她知道她的罪也被大大的赦免。
But the only way she could know that she had been forgiven much.
但是唯一她能够知道她自己被很大大赦免的
is because she realized how sinful she was.
原因是因为她知道自己犯了多大的罪。
I don't try to think a lot about my past sin.
我不去多想我过去犯什么罪啊。
And I don't, I'm not walking around sad about my present sin.
我也不成天愁眉苦脸因着我现在有罪啊。
But there are times when God brings my sin to my attention.
但有时候神会让我想起我的罪。
But it doesn't so much make me depressed.
但是我的罪不会使我绝望、沮丧。
As it shows me how beautiful what God has done for me truly is.
而让我想起神为我所做的是何等的美善。
In the light of my failures,
在我的面对我的失败罪恶
，I see how great God's work for me truly is.
在这个背景中，我看到神为我所做的是何等之大，何等之美善。
Now, I want to talk about another doctrine.
我要讲另外一个教义。
And it's called spiritual death.
叫做属灵的死亡。
It's also referred to as moral inability.
也称之为道德上的无能。
And it's very important to understand this doctrine correctly.
我们要了解这个教义啊，非常重要。
Now you are both familiar that God told Adam, when you eat of that apple, you are eat of that fruit, you will die.
你应该记得很清楚啊，神对亚当说，你吃这个禁果，这个果子的日子，你必要死。
Now, when he sinned, the process of death began in his life.
当他犯罪，死亡的这个过程就开始了。
He would physically die.
他会肉体有一天死掉。
But something more occurred.
但是更多，发生更多的事。
There's a sense in which he died with regard to God.
从一个角度来说，他已经死了，就是他对神已经死了。
He becameseparated from God.
他与神隔绝了。
He came under the bondage of moral corruption.
他就到了道德败坏的捆绑之下。
He could no longer respond to God positively.
他不能再正面地回应神了。
If we had a dead man in the room,
如果我们这个房间里有个死人啊。
And I said, hey, get up.
我说，哎，起来吧。
Is he going to get up?
他会不会起来呢
？No.
不会的。
Why?
为什么
？He's dead.
他死了吗
？The sinner is not just sick.
这个死人不是个病人而已啊。
He doesn't say the day.
罪人不是病人而已。
He doesn't say the day you eat you're going to be sick.
神没有说你吃的日子就要病了，不。
He says you're going to die.
你会死。
Man becomes like a corpse with regard to obedience to God.
所以对神的顺服，人就像一个死尸一样。
Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Look at verse 1.
你看第一节。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
So, man is physically alive.
人虽然肉体是活着的。
But is spiritually dead.
但他的灵性死了。
He is unable to respond to divine stimuli.
神的刺激，神的呼召，他不能够回应了。
At least he's unable to respond positively in obedience.
至少他不能够正面的回应，不能够顺服神了。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子啊。
If I pinch a dead man really hard.
如果我捏一个死尸，很大力的捏他。
What's he going to do?
他会干嘛
？Nothing.
没有回应啊。
But if I pinch a man who's alive, he's going to respond.
但是我如果捏一个活人的话，他会回应的。
We're spiritually dead.
我们灵性已经死了。
Have you ever witnessed to somebody?
你有没有传福音给人啊
？And it's they just don't even understand anything that you're saying.
你讲的任何话，他没有任何的回应，他麻木了。
They don't care about anything that you're saying.
你讲什么他都不在乎。
They can't see anything you're seeing.
你看到的一点都看不到。
You can show them the greatest spiritual realities.
你可以向他们显明那个最大的属灵的真实的事实。
But it's like leading a blind man to look at a sunset.
就像把一个盲人带去看看黄昏的太阳一样。
Or taking a deaf man to a beautiful opera.
或者把一个聋子去带到一个音乐会欣赏一样。
They're dead.
他们是死的。
Now we're going to talk more about what that means.
哦，我们会继续讲啊。
Now look what it says.
好，看怎么说呢？
You were dead in your trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
In which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
好，第二节，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗。OK， 就是现今在顺服空中掌权者的领袖，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
This is one of the most frightening verses in the Bible.
是圣经当中一段最叫人害怕的经文呢、啊。
So we have man who is dead to God.
我看到一个向神死了的人。
Cannot respond to divine stimuli.
不能够向神的刺激、神的呼召有回应。
He cannot walk in the course or the way that God has shown him.
他不能够活在神向他显明的道路中。
But he walks according to the course of the world.
他随从现今的风俗，这世界的道路。
Now what does the world mean?
这世界什么意思？
It refers to every idea.
就是讲到的是世上所有的观点。
Every attitude.
所有的心态。
Every work.
所有的工作
everything in this world that everything that contradicts the will of God
就是任何与神的旨意违背的今世的风俗
He walks in the complete opposite way that God tells him to walk
他与神的道路背道而驰
Do you see that's why repentance is so important
这就是悔改的重要性啊
NowHe not only walks according to the world,
他不仅仅是随从今世的风俗啊
but he walks according to the prince of the power of the air.
而且他顺服空中掌权者的领袖。
So he's not only walking in disagreement with God,
所以他不仅仅是不同意神而已
but he's walking in agreement with the devil.
而且他也同意撒旦魔鬼。
Now this can manifest itself in many different ways.
哦，这个可以在很多方面彰显出来。
It can mean that he's a Satan worshipper.
可能是他是一个撒旦教的信徒。
Or it can mean that he's a very religious man.
也可能他是一个表面很有宗教性的、很敬虔的人。
Who's trying to be very moral.
他要做一个道德的人、好人。
And he thinks he can earn his salvation through works.
他以为借着他的善行，他可以得救，可以赢得救恩。
Either way, he's not following God.
不论怎么样，他都不是在跟随神、顺服神。
But he's following the devil.
那是跟随撒旦。
Now think about this for a moment.
你想一想啊，想很清楚。
One of the best ways that the devil can deceive the world.
其中一个撒旦可以欺骗世界最好的方法。
Is not by turning everyone into baby sacrificing Satan worshippers.
不是把每个人都变成要把婴孩献上的。撒旦教徒不是
but by making everyone moral but without God
而是把每个人都变成好像很道德的人但是却没有神的人
do you see that
你看到吗
now
你看
not only are they following the devil
他们不仅仅是随从撒旦
but he is actually working in them
他撒旦也在他们心中运行
He's working in them.
在他们心里头
He's empowering them.
给他们能力。
Now verse 3.
你看第三节啊。
We should never be proud.
我们永远不能够高傲啊。
Because among them too we all formerly lived.
因为我们从前也都在他们中间跟他们一样。
I did not become a Christian until I was 21.
我直到21岁我才信主啊。
I lived this way.
我从前就是在他们中间就是如此生活的。
Until God saved me.
直到神拯救我。
Living in the lusts of our flesh.
放纵肉体的私欲。
Living in order to gain fallen, corrupted desires.
我们生活为了要满足肉体的私欲。
Indulging in the desires of the flesh.
随从肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
Indulging in the desires of a fallen mind.
顺着那个堕落的人心的心意去行，欲望去行。
By nature, we were children of wrath.
所以本为可怒之子，跟别人一样，你的本性跟别人一样。
Now this is very important.
这很重要。
The word nature.
我们的本性啊。
I want you to think about nature and will.
没有想到本性和意志啊。
It doesn't say that by our actions we were children of wrath.
这里没有说，因着我们的行为，我们成为可怒之子。
Like there can be someone who is very pleasing to you.
因为有些人也很讨你喜欢的。
But they do something wrong.
他们做错事。
That makes you very angry.
令你很生气。
But there's a difference when the person themselves.Are so corrupt, they make you angry.
有个但是不同的是，如果一个人他本身看到这个人呢，叫你很生气。
It's not that you love the person, but you can't stand what they're doing.
不是你喜欢这个人，但是你受不了他做的事，不是。
But the person themselves makes you angry.
而是这个人本身呢，他的本性叫你生气。
Because of their wicked nature.
因为他们这个罪恶的本性。
Not just their wicked deeds,
不仅是他们邪恶的行为
but their wicked nature.
而是邪恶的本性
That's what the Bible says we were like.
圣经说这就我们就这个光景邪恶的本性
Because remember, all our wicked deeds come out of our heart.
你记得我们所有的犯罪的行为是从我们的心里头发出来的
Just our presence evoked the wrath of God.
我们这个人啊这个人的本性我们站在那儿神就发怒
But look in verse 4.
再看第四节。
But God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us.
而神既有丰富的怜悯因他爱我们的大爱。
Why does God love us?
为什么神爱我们?
It's not because of us.
不是因着我们有什么好。
It is in spite of us.
乃是尽管我们不好。
Because of his great love.
因着他的大爱。
Then he says in verse 5,
好,第五节他说,
Even when we were dead in our transgressions,
当我们死在过犯中的时候,
He made us alive together with Christ.
便叫我们基督一同活过来。
You see, there must be a resurrection.
你看,必须有个复活。
There must be a change of heart.
必须有一个新的、彻底的改变。
And only God can do this.
唯有神能够做到。
Only God.
唯独神。
No one else.
没有任何人能做的。
Now look in Ephesians chapter 4.
再看以弗所书第四章。
Verse 17.
是七节。
This is a description of man again.
这再一次在形容人类。
So this I say and affirm together with the Lord that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walked in the futility of their minds.
所以我说并且在主里确实地说你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
Now, Gentile refers to someone who doesn't know God.
外邦人讲的是不认识神的人啊。
And they walk according to the futility of their mind.
他们存虚妄的心行事。
Their mind directs them.
他们的心思啊在引导指导他们。
But it is wrong.
但是是错误的。
Let me give you an example.
给你一个例子啊。
Over the last few years, China has prospered economically to some degree.
过去几年来啊，中国已经不断的经济发展到了一个相当程度了。
And there are some people who've become very rich.
有些人就发了财了，发达了。
And most people admire those people who became rich.
大多数人呢都非常的羡慕那些发财的人。
But in all their riches,
但是在他们的富足中
they're going to die.
他们还是要死。
Everything they do is futile.
他们做的一切事情都虚妄的。
But they cannot see it.
但他们自己看不到。
And then look in verse 18.
再看十八节啊。
Being excluded, being darkened in their understanding.
他们的心地昏昧。
It's like they're in a dark room and can't see anything.
就像他们在一个暗房中，什么都看不见。
And sometimes you will share the gospel with them.
有时候你跟他传讲福音啊。
Now think about this.
你想想。
If you're a Christian,
如果你是个基督徒。
The most precious thing to you is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
对你来说最宝贝的就是基督的福音了。
You would die for the gospel.
你宁可为福音而献身。
They think it's stupid.
他们认为这愚昧。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
Now why do you see it as precious?
为什么你认为如此的珍贵宝贵？
There can only be one reason.
只有一个原因。
God resurrected you spiritually.
神叫你的灵复活了。
The gospel was preached to you.
福音传给你的时候。
But God made you alive.
但是是神叫你活过来。
It wasn't that someone was eloquent.
不是人的口才，人的高言大志。
It wasn't that they had great arguments.
不是他们能够辩论得很好。
You heard the gospel.
你听了福音。
And now you're sitting here.
如今你坐在这儿。
And it's precious to you.
所以，这是宝贝的。
Most people in China would say, "Go to America."
中国人都会说，我们到美国去。
And stay there and make money.
留在美国赚大钱。
You only want to come here to learn the Bible.
你来美国为了学圣经。
What's wrong with you?
你有毛病吗？
I mean, why are you doing this?
为什么你会做这样的事吗？
Oh, most people in your country think you're crazy.
大多数你们国家同胞都会认为你发疯了。
It's because they're darkened in their understanding.
因为他们的心地昏昧了。
But God has illumined your mind.
那神光照了你的心。
And it says, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them.
他们与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己的无知心里刚硬。
Most of the famous people in China and America.
中国、美国的大多数的有名望的人。
They don't even think about God.
他们从来不会想到神。
They don't even think the knowledge of God is important.
他们不认为认识神的知识是重要的。
They'll even say you can't even know who God is.
他们甚至说你不知道，你不可能知道神是什么样的神。
And because of that, they're excluded from His life.
因此，他们与神的生命隔绝了。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题啊。
Are there times in your life?
在你生命中有没有这样的时刻啊？
When you seem to sense the presence of Christ more than other times?
你似乎感觉到神的同在更亲近，比其他时间更亲近呢？
You're praying or you're reading the Bible and God seems to be so near.
当你祷告或者读经的时候，神似乎与你相亲相近。
And he seems to be teaching you things.
他似乎在向你说话，在教导你一些东西。
And the life that he gives you seems to be a reality, a great reality.
他所赐给你的生命似乎是又真又实的，那么贴近的。
Other people can't even understand what you're talking about.
别人甚至不能明白你讲什么。
I remember one time, I was coming out of the jungle in Peru.
我记得有一次我在秘鲁从森林里头出来。
And I was walking across the plaza in this small village.
我在一个小村庄从那个卖东西的地方经过。
Well, actually, it was a pretty big city. I mean, it was right there in the jungle.
挺大的城市啊，因为是在一个森林里。
And there were some Jehovah Witnesses there.
有一些耶和华见证人在那儿。
Have you ever heard about them?
你有没有听过耶和华见证人？
Okay. And I was so tired.
我当时好疲倦。
And I said, "Oh no, Lord, I don't want to sit here all day and argue with them."
是主啊，我不愿意坐在这儿跟这些耶和华见证人辩论，哎，我受不了。
But they came up to me.
但这耶和华见证人来找我。
And I thought, "Lord, what do I do?"
主啊，我该咋办呢？
So all of a sudden, I just had this idea.
我就想起一个办法。
So I sat down with them.
我跟他们坐下来。
And I said, "Do you believe in God?"
我就问他们，你相信上帝吗？
And they said.Yes.
是啊，信啊。
I said, "Oh, great! I love to talk to people who believe in God."
哦，我说太好了，我喜欢跟人讲上帝啊。
And I said, "I tell you what, let's do this."
我告诉你，我们做这个。
You know how sometimes when you're in prayer,
知道有时候当你祷告的时候啊。
And the presence of Christ just comes into the room.
基督的同在就临在了，哇。
And your heart is filled with joy.
你心里充满了喜乐。
And you're so happy that you're just crying.
哇，你 高兴得不得了，你情不自禁要哭啊。
It's just a time when it feels like you're almost in heaven.
你感觉到自己心被提到天上一样。
Let's just sit down right now.
让我们坐下来。
And you share with me all those times that you've had with Christ.
你跟我分享你跟神同在的那个甜美啊。
And they looked at one another.
他们彼此看看。
They didn't know what I was talking about.
他们不知道我讲的，不知所云啊。
And I sat there and I looked at them.
我就坐在那儿，我干瞪着他们。
And then I said this.
我说。
I said, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
你不知道我讲的是啥。
All you have is a dead religion.
你不过有一个死的宗教而已。
You know nothing about the love of God.
你根本就不认识神的大爱。
The peace of God.
神的所赐的平安。
The life of God.
基督里的生命。
Why would I want what you have?
为什么我要得到你所有的？
They couldn't answer me.
他们回答不了。
They were excluded from the life of God.
因为他们与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
You see, that's why in our Christian life.
所以在我们基督徒生命中。
It's important that we remember that it is life.
所以我们要记得这是生命啊，生命之道。
We need to learn all kinds of biblical truths.
是我们需要学习很多圣经的真道。
But it's not so that we can be smart.
不是好叫我们更聪明，更能辩论。
This is not the goal.
这不是目的。
This is the means to get to the goal.
这是到达那个目的的途径而已。
The goal is the life of Christ.
这目的是基督的生命。
Flowing in our lives.
从我们生命中流出去。
This is eternal life.
这才是永生啊。
That we might know God.
好叫我们认识基督。
And his son.
和他的儿子。
Okay. So now he goes on.
他继续。
And he says, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart.
好，与神所赐的生命隔绝，都因自己的无知，心里刚硬啊。
Now, when we say that they're excluded from the life of God because of ignorance,
好，当我们说他们与神赐的生命隔绝，因着自己的无知啊。
You could think, oh, those poor victims.
你可以想，哦，这些可怜的牺牲品啊。
They can't know God's life because they're just ignorant.
他们不能认识神的生命，因为他们无知啊，无知。
We say, well, it's not their fault.
所以不是他们的错。
But look what it says.
你继续看怎么说的。
They're ignorant because of the hardness of their heart.
他们自己无知，是心里刚硬啊。
They are ignorant of God because they don't want to know God.
他们无知，因为他们不愿意认识神。
They don't want to hear God.
他们不要听到神的事。
Why?
为什么？
Because God is good.
因为神是美善的。
His law is good.
他的律法是善良的。
They don't want it.
他们不要神的律法。
Why don't they want it?
为什么他们不要神？
Because their heart's not good.
因为他们的心本身不好。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
The only people who want a good judge are good people.
唯一要正直法官的是正直的人。
Evil people want an evil judge.
邪恶的老百姓要一个邪恶的法官。
Evil people are afraid of a good judge.
邪恶的人怕善良的法官。
They hate a good judge.
他们恨恶一个好法官。
They want to destroy a good judge.
他们要除掉好的法官。
Because he keeps them from doing the evil they want to do.
因为好法官禁止他们，不让他们做他们想要做的坏事。
It's not that God is hiding from people.
不是神把自己向人隐藏了。
It's that people are hiding from God.
是人向神隐藏自己。
I was talking to a man one day from Spain.
有一天我跟一个西班牙来的人讲话。
And he was basically saying this.
他基本上在说。
It's very noble to seek the truth.
寻求真理是一件非常高贵的、高尚的事。
But we are arrogant.And stupid if we think we can find it.
但是如果我们自以为可以找到真理的话，我们就非常骄傲，自以为是了。
And I told him, why is it noble to seek something you can't find?
我告诉他 ，Why is it noble? 为什么去寻找你不能找到的事情是高尚的呢
？And then I told him this.
我告诉他
，I understand you now.
我明白你，我了解你。
You want people to call you a seeker of the truth.
你要人认为你是一个在寻求真理的人。
Because that's a noble title.
因为这是一个非常高尚的事情。
But you don't want to find the truth.
但是你不愿意找到真理。
Because the moment you find it, you have to submit to it.
因为一旦你找到真理了，你就必须要顺服真理。
Men do not want the truth.
人不要真理。
Because they do not want to submit their lives to God.
因为他们不愿意顺服在神之下。
Hold your place in Ephesians.
好，手指放在
以弗所。Look at Romans chapter 1.
再看罗马书第一章。
Look at verse 18, Romans 1:18.
第十八节，罗马书一章十八节。
In Romans 1:18 it says, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness.
好，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
Now this is amazing.
这是叫人惊讶的。
It says that God's wrath is against men.
神的愤怒啊，显明在人身上。
Because they suppress the truth.
因为他们阻挡，就是压抑真理。
They try to hold it down.
他们要把它压下去。
Now, why do they do that?
为什么他们要压抑真理呢？
Because they are ungodly and unrighteous.
因为他们不虔不义。
We have a saying in the United States.
美国有一句俗话说，
You know, hear no evil.
不要听不好的。
Speak no evil.
非礼勿听，非礼勿说。
See no evil.
非礼勿视。
And sometimes people represent this with three monkeys.
有些人借着三个猴子了，表明这个。
One monkey's going like this.
一只猴子这样。
The other one like this.
另一只猴子这样。
The other one like this.
另一个猴子这样。
Well, that's the way man is.
这就是人类啊。
Except it's not with regard to evil.
但是不是对罪恶如此。
It's with regard to God.
而是对神，我们是这样的。
See no God.
不要看神。
Hear no God.
不要听神的。
Don't talk to God.
不要跟神说话。
They don't want God.
他们不要神。
Because they want to be God.
因为他们自己要做神。
Their own life.
他们自己的生命。
They want to rule it.
他们要做自己生命的主宰。
Now, these are some of the things that we need to know.
这是我们需要知道的。
Yeah, we're going to take a break right now.
好，我们要休息一会儿。
And then we're going to learn about the meaning of moral inability.
然后我们再学习什么叫做我们在道德上是无能的，不能回应的。
Brother, can you pray?
Okay. 父神，我们感谢你，在我们无助的光景中，基督为我们死，给了我们盼望。求你继续借着圣道来光照引导我们。进入真理，更加认识你，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs, and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.